Amazing. Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Reignite Your Soul. I'm your host, Laura Pulhuda, and I have a beautiful guest here with me today, Heather from Heather Holistics, and who is a colleague of mine at Studio 32, which is an epic new transformational healing space here in Peterborough. And I'm very, very excited to have her on here today. We're really going to be having a chat all about womb wisdom, mindful menstruation. And Heather's intention is really just to help more people to access and unlock the information of their body, because I know our body tries to tell us all different things. And the reality is, we haven't really had much education when it comes to our wombs, our menstrual cycles. And there can be a lot of shame and stuff that we hold when it comes to our menstrual cycles and talking about this kind of stuff. So we wanted to come on here and just have this space, have this conversation in hopes that you'll learn something from it. And Heather also has an incredible 6-week mindful menstruation course coming up here in Peterborough. So if you do want to learn more, then we will be sharing more about that as well. But without further ado, Heather, thank you so much for being
Okay, hi. Yes,
here.
I'm Heather. Yeah, thank you for that beautiful introduction. That's very sweet. I've really just I'm so excited about this program and offering a really comprehensive dive into menstrual cycle things. And I think it's really cool because not only will we be like talking about, what actually happens, I think we're given like a very brief overview often, at least myself in like school and education, was given a really sort of basic overview. And honestly, at that time in my life, the space wasn't necessarily set for me to really receive the information. I don't know if you remember sex ed class, like it's kind of a joke, and you're like, banana condom, great. So creating a space where like folks can sort of gather together and just just chat about it. So thank you. I'm excited to talk about it. I don't, yeah.
Welcome. It's interesting. I remember actually from grade 6 was when we did it, and I was in a split class. So it was a 6-7 split, and our teacher actually didn't teach it to us because she said we were too immature.
Wow.
Isn't that
Okay. Yeah, makes total
crazy?
sense. Just
Right?
skip
I
over
know. And it's
that lesson.
interesting too, even our parents, like it's such a topic like that some of our parents may not even feel comfortable talking to us about. Like I remember I was always asking my sister questions about tampons and this and that, and it was just like I had no clue, and this stuff happens and you're just like, oh my God, what is happening? So there's so
Yeah,
much stuff that happens around it.
and even I was chatting with someone today, like biologically around this sort of teen puberty age, like people are sort of like we're programmed to sort of detach from our parents. So not only maybe our parents aren't comfortable telling us, but we also don't want to talk to our parents about stuff. So it might be
Yeah,
harder to really receive that information. So a different space where it's just like readily available sometimes can help. So yeah, the program's really cool. I plan to like talk about like the science behind the body, or behind the menstrual cycle, the energetics behind the menstrual cycle, and also for people to drop into their own unique rhythm and sort of understand what's happening for them and how to really understand it. So different things like understanding fertility signals, but also just like maybe some guided journaling and sort of prompts to really think about what's happening in each of these parts of the cycle. Yeah, so it's a lot, and that's just sort of the first 3 weeks. So there's so much that it's going to cover that, yeah, isn't talked about. And I love, like, I keep this open to all folks, because I think it's valuable, like, that our grandmothers come as much as it is that the children come, because like these people, everyone has a different experience. Every single person, like, what, even if it's someone who wants to come with their partner, like people who aren't bleeding are still going to have their own perception on how it happens, and creating mindfulness around the people around them and how, like, maybe they're at a certain phase of their life, so that's why they're being different, or that's why they need a little bit more love or whatever, can create like a really beautiful community and help take that shame away.
Yeah, I love that. It definitely makes a big difference when I feel like everybody is kind of more educated on it, especially like you said too, with like the hormonal cycles and understanding that. Like I find like especially like with your partner or friends or family, like when you can kind of understand more about the cycles and stuff like that, you have a greater sense of understanding and compassion when we're moving through the hormones. I know even for me, like since being pregnant, like my hormones have been all over the place and my partner has just been so amazing with it. And pregnancy is one of those things where it's like, yeah, the women are going to have crazy hormones. So we kind of accept it. And it's like a normal mm-hmm. thing. But then also mm-hmm. like, I remember hearing, and maybe you can share if this is true, but men cycle the same in one day that women cycle in an entire week. So our cycles are like of hormones are completely different. So to be able to understand one versus the other, it's very different. So it does take a little bit of learning and education to be able to really understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The time clocks in which the hormonal cycles work are for sure different. Yeah. The sort of the menstrual cycle, like if that cycle is, you know, it's like 4 weeks, and there is different study that basically say, and the more are being published now too, that the brain chemistry actually changes as well. So not only are the hormones changing and like people are different, but like every single week, the entire brain chemistry is different. So that has so many implications on how, you know, the body needs to be nourished, the body, you know, you need to be interacted with socially, or you want to withdraw maybe, and like movement and all of these different pieces that, in a lot of time in today's society, it's just like, oh, hey, well, you have to do everything the same every day and perform at like 110%, but that's not necessarily realistic for the cyclical body. The cyclical body in this aspect needs maybe, you know, different time frames. I know for myself, I'm less productive during my menstrual cycle than I am sort of around my ovulation and near the end of my follicular phase. So there's different phases where I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to be more creative and productive here. And I am fortunate enough to work for myself, so I have the space to allow that. But having more conversation and creating more space for folks to talk about it is like, okay, maybe at your 9-to-5 job, your corporate job, whatever, people can sort of have those conversations with their management team and be like, I'm like, if you want me to give it all, like you have to work with how my body works, because my body doesn't work on your timelines. It works on its timelines. Doesn't even work on my own timelines, you know, like
yeah,
with my
exactly.
Yeah, with my pocket guide, I was like, I'm gonna have it done like by this day, and then my body was like, no, like you need to take it a bit longer, and your creative process is gonna happen at a different time than when you're expecting it to. So I'm like, oh yeah, gotta listen. And then more magic and more like incredible stuff comes out of that when the timing is more aligned versus, you know, just being on some sort of arbitrary timeline that's created and doesn't really serve the body, you know, for any person, but specifically for cyclical people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's definitely true. The way of society has kind of been built for men, you know, and it's just not quite conducive to all of us when we cycle through all of these different things. So yeah, it's cool to see kind of how the world is changing as well, and even just opening up people's confidence to be able to talk about these things and talk to it about their like to their employers and all of these things. It's really, really cool to see the direction that the world is going.
Yeah, and I see like more and more that like period advocacy and in different aspects is becoming like more acceptable or more prominent, if anything. And mm-hmm. that's incredible. Someone I admire, Whitney, she works out of, oh gosh, somewhere in America, and I just follow her online, and she actually was able to do a like host a workshop talking about like menstruation and menstrual flows and cycles and how all of this sort of happens at her workplace. The workplace had her like sitting there sort of chatting about it, and I think that that's absolutely incredible. Like there should be, you know, like there's a safety rep, there should be a period rep to just be like
totally
<"Hey, by> like here's, or like a stress rep and be like, okay, like the community is not going to work well if they're like always at 100% stress, you know, like a little bit of healthy stress can be supportive to like movement in workplaces. But I mean, there's all sorts of places all over the world that find like the less that their people work, the more productive they are. So just sort of, watching that unfold and happen in our world, like we're very fortunate to see that shifting. Mm-hmm. If I can go into a little story, I'll never
Definitely.
forget. I was hosting the Red Tent down in Peterborough, and someone came by, and it's an older woman. I don't know exactly how old, but 70s-ish. And shared basically that she had painful periods, like horribly painful, hospitalized often, so heavy, and was always expected to perform her household duties, was never allowed time off work, was never allowed time off cooking, cleaning, was always expected to be everywhere and everything at all times, and she was suffering. We talked for quite some time, like half hour. Just sort of a drop in at a market. And she looked at me in the face and said, "Nobody has ever asked me to share that, and I have never told anybody all of this. This is the longest I've ever spoke to anybody." And for me, that's like, okay, the shame that she has, because who, like, how do you talk to someone about it? But if you were having, a heart attack or like a skin problem, like you would tell people, you'd be like, "Something's wrong. I can't fix it." But that just shows so many levels. There's so many levels of like, how do you talk about something when A, maybe it's not taken seriously, or B, people just don't know how to understand or approach this situation. So the more conversations help people heal from the stuff that they didn't know, and also help, create a space and a future where people actually can talk about this, and it's less unheard of. It's like, where we have the, I don't know what generation it is, but like the now we have like the therapy generation, like everybody's taking therapy. But I remember, when I was even growing up, people were like, "No, not therapy, like something's wrong with you. Like, don't tell anybody anything." And so we're entering a new space, which is incredible. So excited to see where that goes and to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's interesting generationally, like as well, because it's like even though the newer generations are more comfortable with this stuff, there's still all of the other generations that are still holding all of this stuff too, right? So it's like I love how you really opened it up to everybody, right from children all the way up to any age and whatever gender you identify with, whoever wants to come and learn this information. Like it's just so valuable. So yeah.
Yeah, and
And
I
I'm
think
curious
like and
whether
yeah.
oh, sir, go ahead. You go ahead.
Oh, I think like the intention put behind the space will bring forth people who are ready to talk about it, and then the ripple effect, like maybe it's only some people, but then they go and talk to one of their friends, or they even I find sometimes just the act of telling someone what you're doing can like they don't need to know anything about it, but they're like, "Oh, someone I know is going to a mindful menstruation course. They're like learning about menstruation," and they're like, "I don't really know what that means." So maybe it starts a conversation, or in their community, so it's separate, and that person now might have more information. Or what I see so often is the more you talk about it, the more people who don't know who to talk to will come, and that creates that ripple effect in those conversations.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, well, I'm very, very excited for you to be hosting it. So would you be open to sharing a little bit more about how people can connect with you to get more information on this? I know there's lots of people in Peterborough, but then also online as well that may not be able to access it in person.
This course is starting February 12th, the 6-week mindful menstruation course, and it'll be Monday evenings around 8 o'clock. The time frame, an hour or so, kind of whatever the conversation leads into, maybe a little bit longer. So that'll be for 6 weeks. People can connect with me through email. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that stuff. Heathersholistics.ca or .ptbo. My email is info@heathersholistics.ca, and I'm sure you'll put that in your notes there.
I will for sure.
I do plan to offer as a virtual option as well in the future. So if people don't live in the Peterborough surrounding area, definitely connect either way, because I will be creating another program offering where we can talk about it on a virtual scale as well, because I location is sometimes an issue for people, or even just being able to leave their house if they've got a bunch of little ones and can't leave. Totally okay. Or totally will be offering that as well.
Amazing. And how much is it for the 6 weeks so that everybody knows?
So the 6-week program is $150. I do want to make it accessible. So if that's a barrier for someone, I'd encourage them to reach out. Again, I want the information to be shared more than anything. So people should totally reach out if they're concerned about any like time or financial barriers, and we can work possibly something out to that makes sense for everybody.
Cool. I love that. And you also have your womb wisdom pocket guide as well.
Yes.
That is accessible. Do you want to share a little bit more about that? I
yes,
know that's
yes.
brand new and you're super stoked about it.
Yes, yes. So my Womb Wisdom Pocket Guide, I've got print copies and an ebook as well. So it's basically it's like 52 pages jam-packed of information about menstrual cycles and cyclical living, and covering some basics, going a bit more into in-depth information. There's some journal prompts, some different worksheets and stuff that folks can work with to sort of just create like a basic understanding. And I'd be happy to dive in if anything they're unsure of to reach out to me. But yeah, so this book can be purchased online. So if you're not in the Peterborough area, on my website, heathersholistics.ca/shop, there's like a whole section where you can pick the electronic copy of the book and get one to your email, or have a physical copy mailed to you. If you're in Canada, I can send it to you as well.
Oh, amazing. Well, thank you so much for taking your time to put all of this together and for just going on your own journey to learn all of this stuff and being open to sharing it with everybody. I'm very,
Yes.
very grateful to have you on here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been really lovely. And for anyone who doesn't know, Laura started this with like a beautiful grounding and centering. So I felt more prepared to come on and talk because it's kind of nervous, nerve-wracking. Like,
It is, yeah. It can definitely be nerve-wracking.
Yeah,
Even I
yeah.
still get nervous.
Yeah. It's like I can do video calls and everything, but as soon as you record it and share it with the world, I'm like, oh.
Right? I know it literally like opens up like a who knows who's on the other end, opposed to like when you're actually just talking to somebody, brings in like all of these other little fears that pop up.
Yes, which is like exciting though at the same time, because who knows, maybe someone will really be curious. I do also offer virtual and in-person like one-on-one sessions if someone wants to discuss menstruation on their own. So that can also be checked on my website. I've got appointment booking sections there as well.
Perfect. And I'll put all of that stuff down in the description below. So whether you're watching this on YouTube or on the podcast, then you can just check that out below and get in contact with Heather.
Amazing.
Amazing. Well,
Thank
thank
you,
you so
Laura.
much for being here, Heather. And thanks to everybody who's watching, listening. We love you. And we hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, night, wherever you are in the world. We'll talk
Yes.
to you
Happy
soon.
menstruating.
Yay.
Bye.